آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
رادھا کرشنن اروپلی وکٹوریا میں رہتے ہیں. بیتی مارچ میں ان کی شادی تھی تو وہ بھارت گئے تھے اور ایسے گئے کہ اب تک نہیں لوٹ پائے ہیں. ہزاروں لوگ ایسے ہیں جو بھارت سے آسٹریلیا آنا چاہ رہے ہیں لیکن وبھن دقتوں کے کارن نہیں آ پا رہے ہیں. لیکن رادھا کرشنن کی کہانی کچھ الگ ہے.
جی رادھا, تو بتائیے سب سے پہلے آپ کا پورا نام کیا ہے اور آپ کہاں کے رہنے والے ہیں؟
My full name is Radha Krishna Arupalli and I'm a resident of Maidstone, Victoria, back in Australia, but I'm from South India, Hyderabad.
So when did you travel to India and was it for a family reason?
Yes, Vivek, I was coming here to in February, 21st of February, and I came here for my marriage. And ever since my marriage on March 12th, I'm stuck here. Like, it's been almost 5 months now. And my problem is that, like, I haven't, got my visa for my wife, which is a visa, and also lodged a permanent residence. But I actually lodged it in a fast-track visa, which means I essentially paid, like, around 60,000 rupees for the fast-track visa. But ever since March 28th, that's when I have lodged the first visa, visitor visa. I only got it yesterday morning.
Oh, you got the visitor visa now.
Visitor visa. But the fact is that I still haven't got the permission from AHC for traveling because my wife needs a travel permission too. So what happened is, like, since I didn't have a permission, I couldn't even book a ticket for myself and my wife together. So that's my problem, that's my situation. And there were, like, around 4 to 5 months I've been missing on flights.
Aap kis industry mein hain Radha, kya kaam karte hain
aap? I work for NAB, so I'm working from home right now.
So you went there for marriage. I mean, it would have been very difficult for you because after marriage you could not come back, so you are stuck in India. And
absolutely, that's the point, right? Like, you know, you never know when you're going to come back. That's the problem. And there is no clear situation coming from Australian government as well as to, I mean, how the situation will be solved, or, like, even they have implemented the quarantine fees now. So it's like, if I have to come now, you know, with the maximum cap of 50 for a flight, first thing is, like, we are not able to manage a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't basically book a ticket.
Mm.
And the second thing is, like, even if you are able to, the second thing is, like, you're not having a permission. And even if you manage to, that's like $3,000 ticket for a person, and then it's $6,000 plus along that quarantine fees of $4,000. So it's all together around $10,000. And I'm paying my rent and all the stuff back in Australia again. Yeah, it's a very tough situation to be in.
So what are your plans now?
Nothing in concrete, to be honest. Like, you know, that's what I've been doing for the last 5 months. I don't have any other situation. So it's all many hurdles to overcome. We don't have a clue yet as to what will be happening. And then the message from Australian government, Scott Morrison, is saying, like, it can be until January 2021 or even further. The borders will still remain closed for people. Consider my situation as a permanent resident, that forget about temporary residents. They are having even further problems.
Radha, yahan Australia mein everybody is saying, I mean, many people are saying ke you have got so many chances to return. Why didn't you not return earlier? Why were you waiting for so long?
That's what I'm trying to tell Vivek. To be honest, like, you know, I'm a newly married person. How can I leave my wife as a temporary resident, and she didn't even get visa for, like I said, I paid around $60,000 for rupees for my wife's visa to get processed within 2 days. Ideally, I'm supposed to get that in two days, and I didn't get it for 5 months. So it's like I have to abandon my wife here, say that, like, you know, okay, you know, of course we are newly married, but still you have to wait for probably a year. We might actually meet after a year, and then I have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I have decided to come back, my problem is, like, I couldn't still buy the tickets to further remind you. I couldn't still buy the tickets.
And you don't know when will the borders be open and when will the normal flights be open.
The news is that it will be somewhere in January 2021, but that even with that, only with the hope that by that time there are few more people that might have made it to Australia. And then there will be less contention for tickets.
Hmm.
But to be honest, with the present number of people, around 20 to 25,000 I don't think the situation is going to get any better with the amount of caps on flights, with 50 or 100 people per flight. And on average, it's around four to five flights a month. It's going to be only around another 1,000 people that's going to reach Australia. And the rest of the other 10, 15,000 people are still stuck here.
Well, take care. My wishes to you.
Hopefully. Thank you very much.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।